Does it feel like the only way to sell is to do weird, sometimes creepy things that kind of put people off? Yeah, I've been there, which is exactly why I created Stay Close to the Money, a free resource that offers you 37 stupid easy ways to grow your revenue without being salesy, sleazy, or questionably moral. This free guide is available on my website and in the links in the show notes, so make sure you go download it so that you can start making more money today.
Welcome back to the newest episode of Strategy Snacks. I'm your host, Frenchie Ferenzi, and I'm a growth strategist and thought partner who will help you learn important business growth lessons the easier way. Get them hand-delivered in these short, easy-to-action segments. Let's dive in.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to Strategy Snacks. I'm Frenchie Ferenzi. I am a growth strategist and thought partner to industry experts, creatives, and online business owners like the wonderful Lori Walker, who is joining us here today. Lori is a content marketer and copywriter who was part of Business Genius Bootcamp, who I got to know randomly through the internet, which is my favorite way to meet people these days. Lori, I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you so much for having me. I've been looking forward to this.
Aw, thank you. I would love, love, love. Before we go further, can you just tell our listeners a little bit more about you, who you are, what you do, who you work with, all those good things?
All right. I'm Lori. I live in Tulsa. And I, like Frenchie said, am a content marketer and copywriter. And this means that I work on making social media graphics and reels, writing blog posts, website copy, newsletters, lead magnets and landing pages, book trailers. I've gotten into doing that lately for one of my friends who is an author. And brand voice guides. A little bit of everything.
you bring the voice and the brand to life on the page, whether it's the digital page or elsewhere, the social media pages, everywhere. That is awesome. And I'm going to just spill some beans about what I know about you, having gotten to know you. So you were a lawyer in a past life, is that right? Or you were in the legal field?
Yes. Briefly.
Briefly. And it was not for you.
It was not.
But what I love about people who have like these journeys is that like you bring this like completely other realm of experience into the work that you do. And this is just my personal opinion. And because I know you, but I'm like, I feel like having that extra facet, even if like legal means nothing to, you know, like the average content marketer, copywriter, I think just having that experience gives you like another facet and more like dynamic outputs to the work that you do, just because you've had to think in a lot of different ways. And I think that that is super cool. So I guess my like, aside from me just like, you know, talking you up, like my other kind of question for you is when you kind of think about your journey, right? Your journey to where you are now, what is like one of the things that really stands out to you about kind of what you've learned and what you bring to the amazing content that you're creating for people?
Wow. I feel like this is a really big question and I'm going to try to not answer it super expansively, but I agree with what you said about it being kind of everything works together. Like my legal background, I think that gives me a unique way of thinking about and analyzing projects that I get. How can I talk about this, you know, the features of this item or the benefits of it? Or I contain multitudes, Frenchie. I've got a background also in library science. So a lot of research stuff, which that comes into play whenever I'm doing like writing blog posts, because I have to research oftentimes, you know, a bit of stuff. Like I'm writing blog posts for a luxury apartment matching site. And I recently wrote about pickleball in Atlanta.
Oh,
I've never been to Atlanta, never watched pickleball, never played it, but wrote a good enough article about it. So, yeah, just kind of stuff like that. You never really know where you're going to wind up or what you're going to wind up doing.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. I would have failed as a library scientist. I know that for sure. The Dewey Decimal System was lost on me just from day one. I was like, hey, what do you want from me? I don't get it.
We didn't even do that, actually. It was more like research and kind of information organization. That even comes into play, like with doing design work. I know the visual stuff, I learned that on the job for a client, but you know, like the organizing the information, reading through a blog post and breaking it down into how can I make this into a carousel post or what would be the best way to present this information. That's where that also comes into play.
Yeah. And I'm just thinking about like, as a business owner myself, who has created tons of content, my content is all over the place, right? Like my Canva is a shit show. And I have written, you know, at least 500 newsletters to date, and they're somewhat organized, but I feel like having that as a marketer and having that way to kind of like organize and sort and file information is like so good, because we're all like trying to repurpose our content. We just like lose most of it along the way. So we keep recreating it from scratch.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry. I had to put you on the spot there, but let's dive into our strategy snacks questions. So the first thing that I would love to kind of hear from you is what has been one of your most exciting business moments, business wins, moments that you've felt have been like just stood out in your memories?
You know, there've been a lot of them recently. I'll say this, like kind of until about August, I was not in the best place with my business. But then finally in August, I got freedom for myself, in terms of being a business owner and a worker and a freelancer. And so that has opened up a lot of opportunities for me that I never expected. And so with that in mind, I'd say like the biggest, most satisfying win, I think, was the first time I saw my name in a byline for one of these blog posts that I had written. That was so exciting, because I'm also a creative writer on my own time. And getting that byline was chef's kiss.
Yeah, absolutely. There's something about that. Like, even if you know that you are a really good writer and all that, there's something about, I know that we're not supposed to like look externally for validation, blah, 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 but like F that, there's something really nice about seeing your name on the page.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. I mean, just like, wow, somebody paid me.
Yeah.
Money.
Real money. This.
Actual money that cleared my bank account.
I love it. I love it. And I got my name on the page as a result.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I mean, a lot of times with these, you know, a lot of content marketing, you don't necessarily get the byline credit. So
exactly.
That was pretty cool.
I love it. I love it. Okay. So on the flip side, what has been kind of one of the harder lessons for you to learn along the way?
You know, this one actually, it was hard, not in terms of like it's sucking, but just difficult for me to internalize. And it actually is something that came from you. It was learning to prioritize the things that I need to get done in the morning instead of doing client work first thing. And because it's not like I'm going to put off the client work for 6 hours while I'm doing a deep dive into my own stuff.
Right.
I'm delaying it for like 2 to 3 hours so that I can do yoga, have coffee, do some creative writing, do some thinking on my own business, and then do the client stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I love that. I love that. I think that is really hard to internalize. Also, because we're all kind of chasing dopamine all the time. And so it's like the things that we know we're supposed to do, like give us that like instant hit of satisfaction. But I feel like that's where it's like the long game versus the short game makes such a big difference. And what I will say is I've been thinking a lot recently about people like you who are doing done for you work, and how easy it is that when you have the clients that you're doing work for and actually creating content for or creating assets for, that it's so easy to get caught up in just doing that and then forgetting to focus on your own business growth over time. And that's where you find yourself like, you know, a couple years down the road being like, wait, why am I stuck in the same place? So I am glad that you learned that now, because I truly believe it'll pay back in dividends.
I think so too. Yeah.
And then last but not least, what is one strategy snack that you want to share with our listeners?
So this one actually came from Laura Belgray, and it is the Refocus app. It's
a free
one that you can download, and it will, I've got it set to where every single day at 8 p.m., it blocks email, Facebook, Instagram, Amazon, Wikipedia, even IMDb, you know, all the things that I wind up just screwing around on my phone when I would really rather be relaxing in bed watching TV or reading a book. But, yeah, you know, it's just easier to scroll sometimes than to pay attention to something.
1000%.
So that just, and it automatically does it. I don't have to manually do it. If I want to access one of those things, because sometimes I have to go into the app and say, stop blocking for 5 minutes. And sometimes that's even a big enough pain in the ass that I don't want to do it. So it's kind of helped save me from myself.
Yeah.
But then you can also like set it to block things, you know, during the day, which I need to get better at doing. Cause I think also just like, we're recording this right after the holidays, so I've gotten into a bad habit of not being in work mode so much lately.
Yep.
So I haven't been, you know, staying off my phone like I should, but I need to get back in the habit.
So it's interesting. I actually just got the Refocus app and I didn't even realize that Laura talks about it. But the thing that I've realized, and this might be like a nice test for you, is that I've set it up so that like during certain hours, I don't have like Voxer notifications pop up or email notifications or Instagram notifications, which is kind of where a lot of my like just like work happens there, but it can also really distract me. Mm-hmm. And so if I'm trying to do deep work and focused work, I will have those paused. So I feel like for you in the morning, when you're trying to start your days before diving into client work, if you can set it up so that those are paused during that time, it might make it easier for you to focus on the things that you want to focus your time and energy on.
Oh yeah, definitely. And I mean, I've got it set. I said where I had to start going off was like at 8 p.m. I don't have it give me access to those things again until 9 a.m.
Oh, nice.
I think I need to probably extend it maybe until 10, because that's about when I actually finish all of the things that I want to finish.
Yeah.
But yeah. And then I think probably just putting like a hard limit on the amount of time I can spend on Facebook or Instagram and just in general would be useful.
Totally. And I just want to add one more thing, which is like, I felt like almost a little bit of shame around needing like an app to help control or curb my digital behavior until I really came around to the fact that like these apps are designed to keep us hooked and to keep us engaged. And so the fact that you need that extra help is not like a moral failure on your part or anyone listening's part. Like it truly is because it's designed to do it that way. And when I really like leaned into that, I was just like, okay, this is actually really helping me. And this is not me just not being like disciplined enough or whatever stupid things I tell myself.
Yeah. I actually over the holiday break read, it was a novel, Wellness by Nathan Hill. Okay. And he has this whole section where he talks about like the seven stages of the algorithm. And I mean, it, you know, it's related to the narrative of the novel, but just the, I mean, and he actually did research on this.
Of course.
Like he has a freaking bibliography at the end of the novel, which I really don't recall very much seeing that in other books. But I mean, it was just like, wow, they are really manipulating us and making us chase that dopamine of, oh, somebody liked my stupid little thing that I posted. I'm talking about memes because that's primarily what I share. But, you know, like, you know, it you feel good about it, but
it motivates us big time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, all right. So many takeaways from this today. What I want to know now, Lori, how can everybody connect with you, find you, get to know you, get into your world, have you work on their content and copy, all those good things?
All right. Well, first of all, I'm going to say I'm glad that we've got a little bit of a delay before this airs. So this will give me time to do all the things that I need to do to make this an inviting place when y'all finally come visit me. But I've got a website. It is Lori, L-O-R-I, writeswords.com. My website. I have my services that I'll you know, content that I can create for you. I've got my portfolio is on there, a little bit about me, et cetera. Planning on starting a blog. Hopefully we'll have that by March, but we'll see. And we'll also be linking to a free basic brand voice guide that you can download. Just because I feel as a content writer and copywriter, it's really easy to have that. And, you know, it's really nice to have all that stuff laid out whenever you go to write content for a new person. But a lot of people don't really have a solidified voice guide.
Yeah.
So this will hopefully get you thinking about it and thinking, about what words you do and don't use.
Yeah.
So brand voice guide. And then I'm also on Instagram at Lori the Writer, all one word. And then I'm on LinkedIn. I don't know if this is quite how LinkedIn works with handles, but I'm Lori Writes Words on LinkedIn.
Cool. Amazing. And we'll link all of that in the show notes so that you can just connect with Lori directly there. Lori, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me. It was a blast getting to catch up.
Of course. Of course. And to everybody listening, make sure you connect with Lori and come back soon for more Strategy Snacks. Bye, everyone.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Strategy Snacks. Head to the show notes for a full list of links and resources mentioned, and I'll be back next week with more bite-sized business advice.